Online Podcast 175Okay, this is a stereo show. Put on your headphones. It would sound the best. Put on your headphones.
Hello, hello. Okay, I'm crazy today. I'm feeling funky. I tell you, I'm feeling funky. I am obviously not in my studio, as you can hear from the sound. I'm packing, I'm going home. Well, I'm not going home yet, I'm going over to my brother's because I'm gonna be frank and honest to you. Today is actually Thursday. Thursday evening, and you're listening to this on the Monday, in most places at least, and most of you would probably listen to it on Monday. I hope, I wish, I pray. So I'm doing stuff, so it'll be a little bit, you know, how I am, ADD, and I also get distracted by things and don't make no sense. I'm putting my two laptop computers in my bag. I'm going to have my parents inherit my old 12-inch PowerBook. And in the meantime, I'm going to have my brother use it, trying to get him to like using a laptop, because he doesn't have one. And we are going to have a laptop party. We are going to invite a bunch of people with their own laptops and come over to our place and actually do a party. So I'm packing right now. I'm actually going to go outside because I feel like whenever I'm doing the stereo binaural microphone, which Adam from the Crap Cycle has already purchased his through my, I keep forgetting, what is it called? It's the thing where you refer people to and you get some bucks. I don't know how much I'm getting, but definitely something. Thank you for doing so, Adam. I still don't remember what is it called, though. You know what I mean, those things. And I'm Chinese, and English is not my second language. I mean, English is my second... Well, it really isn't my second language. My second language is probably... I don't even know what. It's definitely not my first language, for sure. So I may be doing this out here on the deck, since I have a little bit of time before I need to go. Well, not a lot. So I'm going to see if I can go outside. Is it hot? It's actually cooling down though. There's not a lot of sound out here either. Is there? It's not a lot of nature. Sound out here. I see kitties. Okay, this is one of those boring ones. I actually was talking to two of my listeners and whom are becoming very close buddy of mine, Andy and Steve. And of course, you've heard Steve for the last 2 weeks on Thursdays. He's definitely going to come back. And we'll talk more at that time, but we also see each other pretty frequently. In fact, we probably talk to each other every single day for the last few weeks, Steve and I, and also Andy for the last week or so. Well, about the same time, I think. And Andy and I talk about, you know, getting healthy, trying to be, you know, lose weight, because we both are fatties. I know, we both are. And thinking about that, at the same time, I'm having this complex of, yes, we are talking about our fat, but at the same time, people are dying in wars and in everywhere. And I just realized that I've been dwelling too much into the sad part of things, the ugly side of things. I mean, it is very crucial that we have to do that. Is this kind of noisy? I guess, you know, if I'm going to make a stereo, I might as well capture some of the nature sound. And you can also hear some of the compressor of the AC going on right now, because it's actually pretty comfortable today. Thursday, that is. I'm not sure about it right now on Monday. I'm not sure. So I was talking to Andy, and we were going to try to get healthy, and realize, as I was chatting with Steve as well, that I have been dwelling in the whole helplessness. I want to do something to make a difference, but I'm too, I don't know, I think of myself as not having enough knowledge in that sense to do anything significant. And so in the meantime, while I'm searching for answer, I might as well do something productive. And that's why I keep reminding myself that, okay, start from myself, getting peace, finding peace in myself, rather than feeling so hopeless and almost lost. And I didn't feel good about anything at all. And that is exactly not something that I was hoping to turn out to be, but it did turn out to be that way. And so I have to quickly catch myself and redirect myself, rechannel to doing something more positive. One of the positive things that you can do for myself is, I should say me, what I can do for myself would be focusing on not to be completely ignorant about what's going on in the world. I mean, looking at Lebanon, Palestine, I call it Palestine, and Israel. That's how, that's a Malay pronunciation. That's why we hear in the news all the time, Israel, Palestine, Lebanon. All those, the Middle East, Iraq, all those, and hatred here in this country for racism, all those are crucial things that we have to not ignore. But at the same time, in order to carry on our daily lives, we have to be able to find a balance of the macro world and the micro world. And sometimes dwelling in one of them, I think just, you know, dwelling in one of them isn't healthy. That's my thought. We have to find balance. And I'm just, you know, telling you right now what I'm feeling. I just felt like I've been dwelling in that whole somber, dark helplessness, looking at this world. And when I was talking to Steve earlier, I was telling him, you know, I didn't know what to do. And I then got into this whole conversation about how I was thinking about stopping doing online podcasts because I wasn't sure what I was serving anymore. I it still is fun for me to do, but it does take time. And I wasn't sure. My jaw popped again. Every time I do this binaural microphone, my jaw popped. I'm so sorry. But I wasn't sure where this show is heading. You know, do I want to do interviews? How do I want to just document my stuff? And I have to keep reminding myself that, you know, I'm not really doing this entirely for you, all of you. I appreciate human being, another live person out there listening to me rather than talking into my iRiver, responding to me. And but a lot of, you know, the motivation of the show is actually doing it for myself. I mean, I'm doing it because it's fun. I'm doing it because it reaches to people, and that gives some sense of satisfaction for myself. And I'm also doing this to document some of my emotions, some of my experience that I am going through live, that maybe in the future somebody, could be myself, would find it interesting to look at my perspective at that point in my life. So I'm doing this equally for you, as a listener, as well as for me as a content provider. I'm really taking this as my journal, and since I have studied audio production, and since I have done audio production, I sort of use those knowledge and apply it into this and make it a little bit more interesting, but at the same time not making it into a typical radio show. So I hope this makes sense, and I hope you understand that. And I will be probably playing, this is about 2 months ago that I was contemplating stopping online podcasts because I was worn out. I did a bunch of recordings, like a ton of recording for different podcasts, for my own podcast, and also for online podcast as well as for Penang Hokkien, and I was so worn out. And I went out for a walk, just aimlessly walking around, and I'll be playing that and talking to you more about that whenever possible. I think this is the reason why I'm doing this on a Thursday, is because I usually do my show either on Friday evening or Sunday evening, Saturday evening, usually evening though, to get the show ready for Mondays, to post it on Monday. But today I felt like I have to do it now or never, meaning I have to skip Monday's show. And typically I've been keeping it Monday as more of my journal, and then Thursday whenever possible if I find somebody to talk to interesting, like Steve for instance for the last couple of weeks, then I would do that. I would have, you know, another person coming into my show, because I also hear back from a lot of you. I have very small listenership, and therefore listening back, hearing back from you means a whole lot to me, because there are certain shows that do not even have that loyal listenership compared to some of the bigger shows. And since I hear back from you, and this is very true, I think, for many podcasts who documents their life. Many podcasts out there who like Archer Radio, for instance, is one of the many podcasters who documents their lives and talk about their things and life and stuff. And for those shows, tend to get more interactivity between the content provider, which is me, I'm recording this for you and for myself. And so I get to talk directly I hear a lot back from the listeners. I know I'm being distracted because I'm looking at things. Oh, you guys remember one episode I was doing a show out here in the deck at work, and I remember seeing the squirrel chasing something, I don't remember, but yeah, I remember sort of stuff like that. So that was it. That was my little feedback, that I really, really appreciate all of your feedback, all the comments that you post on the website, considering I have so few, well, not so few, but very, very little, not as many listeners as a lot of other podcasts, but I really have a very loyal bunch. And some of you may not even write to comment on the website. You may write me email personally, or you may just be listening. And every once in a while, a few of you would pop in and say a few things, and I truly, truly appreciate that. And I think that, like I said many times, this is what keeping the show going. And of course, that said, I will play a very, very nice comment from our beloved Becky from trannyrec.com. She also has a podcast, and for those of you who do not know about her, go to trannyrec.com, find out about her. And I am actually planning on having her come back to my show and tell us more about her adventure, or her journey of getting her surgery. If you don't know from the name, Becky is a trans woman, and she's going to get her final, is it final? I'm not sure, but she's going to get the major surgery. And she's such a nice lady too. I mean, well, lady, I use that term loosely, Becky, because she curses and I like that of her. And of course, you know, she's becoming so close in the podcasting community. So I will play a voice message that I received from her commenting on last Monday's show. And I truly, again, for the 10,000th time. I truly appreciate that. And here's her message.
Hello, John. This is Rebecca from Tranny Rec Radio. I just barely listened to your Monday show, and I have to say, wow, that just blew me away. Every once in a while, I'll hear a podcast from somebody that I would call a power show, and that was definitely it. Just pouring your heart out and everything else and playing all those wonderful comments, although I don't know why you said the worst one for last, but all I have to say is, when it comes to your laugh is one of the reasons I became addicted to your show. I just love everything. I love what you're doing, and I love you, and I have nothing funny to say for this message, so if you're expecting that, go fuck yourself.
Bye. Becky, even when you're not funny, you are funny, and that's part of you, and you hear the environment sound change. What do you call that? The atmosphere, not atmosphere, the ambient changed because I have moved from inside the building to, I mean from outside the building to the inside of the building, and I'm actually getting ready to go drive to meet with my brother. We are going to, I'm so paranoid. This is, you know, how, what is it called? OCD I am. I've locked the door. I walked away. And I forgot whether I locked the door or not. And I have to come back and check it. Of course I did. So I'm walking back down to my car. You'll be coming with me. Maybe I should pee. But you'll hear it though. Maybe I'll pause while I pee. Okay, I like to take you places though, you know what I mean? I like it when you get to come to places with me, and I am going to pause because I don't want to pee. I'm feeling self-conscious, so okay, I'm gonna pause for a moment. You won't even notice, okay? You heard the flush, but you didn't hear the pee, the tinkling. So anyway, I was just thinking, I really like doing this. You know, I like my studio bit, but I really like doing this as well. That is to, you know, you get to hear things all around me. You get to walk with me. I think it's almost like you're sitting on me, on my lap, as I'm going places. Oh my gosh, my damn back is so heavy. So I have, talking about listeners, two months ago, repeat the same thing, I thought of stopping the show because I wasn't sure what purpose this show serves. Make sure that everything's locked and secured and all. And so I'm glad I did not, and even at that time, I knew, I just felt like it. I just felt like stopping, but I knew that I'm probably not quite ready for that yet. And so, I'm so distracted, I'm sorry. Because I want to make sure that I lock the building. And so at that time, I knew I was not going to, but I'll play that some other time. I'm not even making sense. I have to secure the building. It is armed. I'm leaving the building. I'm hungry. Oh, here's the bug, the wee wee bug. The cicada, I think. But you're right. Of course, as I'm walking away from it. Did I lock? I think I did. See, I'm so OCD. I just hurt myself locked too. I have to go push the door. Okay. I'm walking to my car. And of course I'll be late. I should text my brother a message. He's in a meeting. Oi, my bag is so heavy. So let's see. Obviously I'm gonna have to edit this show since I don't have any intro music and all that. I'm going to, maybe I should stop before I text my brother because I don't want you to be waiting for me. But I'm gonna try to speak and, oh gosh, this is gonna be challenging. What was I gonna say? In there, I was gonna tell you that, inspiration. I'm glad I did not stop because in a very minor way, I have inspired a few people to do their own podcasts. And as a result of that, I guess, as far as according to them, that Orange in a Pod is somewhat of, you know, he got some of the motivation from me and a few others as well. So it's very rewarding for me to see that. So that's why I'm continuing doing what I'm doing, even though it's just these, I think, very little tiny things that, you know, my confusion on last Monday of don't know what to think about this war thing turned out to be something that impacted Becky. I would never have thought of that, you know, my own confusion being something that hit somebody emotionally that way. So I so totally cannot multitask, I tell you. Oh good gosh. I can certainly not text. I have to stop. I think I have to stop. Where's my brother? Why don't you just listen to the wee wee for a while? As I send a message to my brother. New text message. Just left office. Just space. Just left work. Airplane. So sorry. But I guess, you know, that's part of life, isn't it? I always have excuses. Okay, I think I'd send it. I hope he gets a message because sometimes he doesn't check his text message. I think with this new phone, he might actually be able to do that now better. Okay, this is gonna gaboom the thingy. Okay, so. I'm in the car now. Familiar sound. I'm gonna turn off the radio. And, Oh, good God. I keep, you know, going into circle and repeating myself. I have multiple personalities. Oh, where should I go? Should I go this way, that way, this way, that way, this way? John, a listener named John, he's left this message quite a bit ago. I meant to talk about it. And I keep forgetting, you know, I keep skipping the message. I put a note on there to talk about it. So I hope John is still listening. He's from Canada and he would like to do a gay Canadian podcast. And I have sent him, well, not personally, but I've replied to that post. So if you haven't received, if you didn't get that comment back, John from Canada, who talked about the Bishop Gumbleton, commented about the Bishop Gumbleton this talk. If you haven't checked out the comment I left you, please go do that. I don't remember which show, but you can definitely find it. It's right around where Bishop Gumbleton's talk is around, so, you know, that within that month. I replied you that there are two software. If you're a Mac user, using something like a GarageBand would be good. If you are a PC user, I so far I'm not a PC user, so I guess using what is that thing called? Cast Blaster is probably, you know, good. If you want to ask for any technical help, also the queer community, the queer caster we call them, the gay and lesbian or GLBT friendly, bisexual, transgender friendly people can also not just friendly but support us, all our causes, our rights and all. You can also go to qpotter.org to find out more information. And the podcasting community, I'm, you know, time and time again, really am impressed by how people are very helpful within the community. There are also vicious ones, but you know, most of us are pretty accommodating and helpful, hopefully. And so, John, if you're listening to this, let me know if you got this message. I could have easily emailed you, but you know, I thought if you listen to the show, you'll probably get this. Oh shit, the light just turned red as I'm turning. Ooh, my ears. I come down that hill all the time, and every time I go through that hill, this is just a tiny hill in Kansas City, it's kind of flat. There's this tiny hill downhill, and my ear always got, not pop, but you know, stuff. What do you call that? You know, like blocked. I have to yawn. So I'm driving to see my brother, and what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, I was just going to, I'll finish up the show with a lighter note of things. And it goes out to myself, it goes out to some of you, and you may not ever need it, but when there are days when you feel like you are hopeless and low and just in a funk and you just don't know what to make of it, like I was for a few days already, you know, because I'm expecting this. Oh, I didn't tell you that. I'm expecting this big workload this weekend, and that's the reason why I have to do this show right now, is because I, in a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'll be working about, I don't know what, 40 hours, just Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Is it that long? No, maybe not. Maybe about 30 hours. So, did I say 30 earlier? about 30 hours. So, that's why I'm just a lot of, you know, pressure or some kind of stuff like that. And my other job too is kind of, I'm coming up with some ideas. So, you know, I've been working my brain juice a bit. And so, I was a little tired, and then looking at the world, it doesn't help. And so I was a little down. And while I was sort of talking to Steve Harris, I say his last name, but it's okay with that, I guess. When I was talking to Steve, I realized that maybe I should just look at the bright side of things, you know? Why dwell on this and be sad and be miserable? And I do get that, and people ask me, you know, you're always cheerful, you're always happy. Always is a little bit too strong. Most of the time I'm happy and cheerful, especially if I get to see hot guys. Ooh. And I did. And so usually I'm happy and cheerful, but that's not always the case. So I have my down days. So doing this podcast really sometimes keep things straight for me, that I'm not always the happy hoo-ha-ha-ha-ha person, but sometimes you do need those laughs to really carry on your days. So I remember this. My mom used to tell me this story. Not always, but she's sort of set herself as a good example. But her story was that there's this lady, an old lady who has two sons, and she would one of whom is
a what is it, like a fabric dyeing fabric maker, something. So it's like a fabric maker. So he would really need the sun to do well in the job. And so he would, you know, he needs to dry the fabric in the sun. And I'm almost here, my brothers. And he also need to, and then her other son is a, whatchamacallit? It's makes umbrella. So I have to call my brother then now. Maybe I can stop here for a while and finish up the thought, if there's any. So the other son of hers is a podcaster. No, it's an umbrella maker. And so, So I'm not dialing this story right at all. But so she would always focus on the bad side by looking at the weather. When it's hot and sunny, he would say, "Oh my gosh, my son who makes umbrellas is not gonna have business, and he's gonna starve, and he's gonna be miserable because he doesn't have business, and he'll be poor, he'll be hungry." And so she would get really sad. And then when the sun is bright and sunny, she would then when it's sunny, she would worry about the sun selling umbrella, that he would not have business. And when the rain is pouring, she would then look at the other son, whose business is a fabric maker, that the rain and all that's going to stop him from being able to produce more fabric, and therefore he's going to be hungry, he's going to starve, he's going to be miserable because he's not going to make any money, there's no business. And one day, a Buddhist monk, I think that's how it goes, or I make it that way, told her, enlightened her by saying, there's always two sides of one story, and so why don't you look at the bright side and be happy? I mean, you carry on that same 24 hours a day the same way you would, no matter whether or not your son is making more money or less money. Whether or not you are happy or sad, you will go through that 24 hours the same way as well. And so the Buddhist monk said, why don't you, when it's sunny, be happy and be thankful of the business that your son, fabric maker, would be making. And then when it's raining, think of how blessed and how grateful that your son, who is an umbrella maker, how much business he's going to get. So embracing the good side is sometimes good and required. And I'm saying this to myself mostly, but also to some of you out there who may be going through the same funk as I am right now on a Thursday, which you'll be hearing on a Monday. And so that is a little bit that I want to talk to you about, or share with you about my life. And I think it's been going on too long. And so I'll end the show for now, and then we'll see what happens on Thursday. You may hear more talk with other people, and if I'm in the mood, I will actually do something else entirely. Maybe I can do like another podcast, stereo podcast outdoor with a cicada or something. So thank you for listening. I really, really, for the 110,000 million time, thank you for listening. And I hope for some of you out there, part of my life and my growing will give you some sort of entertainment or some sort of example in your own life, so you don't make the mistakes I make, or even better, and hopefully some sort of inspiration for you to do something. Think of the world, try to do the best you can for the world, world peace and all that, but don't dwell in it like I did. Step back, look at your own self and see what you can do around yourself to better your own lives, better other people's lives, and all this good stuff.
thanks again, and I appreciate all of you who subscribe to the show. And for those of you who are listening for the first few times, or several times, or for a long time on the web, think about subscribing. And I will catch you on my next show this Thursday. Hope all's well. Don't forget to smile. Really, don't forget to smile. Ta-ta!
Of course, I am not able to let it end this way because, for the obvious reason that I have stated in the show, that I'll be so busy this weekend that I cannot do any recording. So I decided to do a binaural stereo recording instead. And I thought that, but since then, I have received many, many very encouraging messages from several people. And I thought that I would have to insert this in and say thank you to all of you. First, we'll just start with the messages on the message board. Well, not the message board, but the comment for show 173, What Wars, Talented Whores. That's the title of the show. And I'd like to say thank you to Andy. And I encourage you to go to the website and read all those comments yourself. But I want to personally thank Andy for the message. Thank you to Vincent for that very, very sweet and beautiful note that you wrote there. And also, Steve, thank you so much. I know that's some rough stuff going on. Roller coaster indeed, also for you, for your life. And thank you for sharing your life with us also on the last show. And some rough stuff going on in life. And you happen to be going through some bumpy road as well. My love, your way. Thank you, Steve. And also, Mark from, always from remarkablymark.blogspot.com, as well as remarkablepalette.blogspot.com. And okay, another one, also Pinoylicious Oliver. I've been calling him Whore Liver because he didn't show up for the recording. I'm giving him a hard time, so I call him Whore Liver. But Pinoylicious Oliver, who also has his own podcast called Orange in a Pod.co.nr. Go to online podcast for the show notes to go to his website. Now, he recorded a very powerful coming out episode to using his podcast. So I encourage you to go check that out. Pinoylicious Oliver. orangeinapot.co.nr. Go check out his show. Wonderful show. I can really connect with the show. So, you know, that's definitely something that's going to stay in my subscription list for a while. I do change out different shows. And of course, our lovely Brad from Chicago. Thank you so much for your very nice message on the comment area. He ended his comment by saying, "Keep your chin up." Thank you so much. And as you heard from my recording earlier, my chin is up. So thank you so much for your encouragement. And of course, another very nice message again from another fellow podcaster, a rather new podcaster, Eddie Bang Bang from the Family Jewels podcast.com. And this is his message.
Hey, John, it's Eddie. Just wanted to leave you a quick ching chong message here. I have been catching up on the podcast over the past couple days and wanted to thank you very much for the shout out. That was very sweet of you. And also wanted to say, don't ever apologize for having feelings. I mean, my God, thank God you're having feelings. I mean, you're one of these people that's aware of the fact that you're having feelings and that it bothers you what's going on in the world. You know, it would just be so wonderful if more people were like that. That's what is so incredibly special about you. So please keep having your feelings and share them with us. And because that's one of the reasons that I think most of your listeners really have grown to adore you and listen to you. So just wanted to say I hope you're feeling better. Unfortunately, I think your poopy mood has rolled eastward, and I now have it and am having a rather difficult weekend. Feeling poopy about a lot of things, some of it with what's going on in the world, some of it with personal stuff. Hate feeling this way, but, you know, this too shall pass. So anyway, I hope you're doing well and hope to catch up with you soon. Bye.
Thank you, Eddie Bang Bang, for the message. It was very kind of you to leave that. Such a sweet and very nice message. I hope that your funk would go away also to all the listeners out there who are having some down time. Chin up, according to Brad. And from his message and all your messages that really picked me up, and thank you so much for doing that. This is the reason why I think that I have one of the best, if not the best, listeners out there. Thank you so much. And like I said, you know, you've become friends, just, you know, a new kind of friends, and I'm getting to know a lot of you even much, much better than some of my real life friends. You know, we share things that's very personal, especially lately with Steve and Andy. So thank you so much for being a friend, and all of you, each and every one of you, and collectively all my new friends out there. If you're listening to this, I am your new buddy. Hope you have a wonderful week ahead. If you're having a bad week, the good days would come, hopefully sooner than later. And take care. And one more thing, don't forget to smile, baby. Ta-ta.